Access ramps are getting a refresh in the Festival City. A push from the Accessibility Advisory Committee, AAC, that has a grassroots feel to the rollout. Yesterday, 16 new access ramps were loaded from the shop of the Christian Reformed Church into a volunteer's truck, ready to be delivered to various businesses in Stratford. The ramps were made in partnership with various people and institutions, and were built by a small group of cadets in the Stratford Cadet Club, initiated by Nathaniel de Weird. Jonathan de Weird, the chief building official at the City of Stratford, said at the same time the city and the Accessibility Advisory Committee, AAC, were looking at a refresh for the previous ramps. His son Nathaniel had questions on it, questions that eventually formed into a partnership of sorts. That kind of dovetailed together, de Weird told Stratford Today. Having conversations with Roger Cowart, chair of the AAC, it was basically, can we do something? Wood and other materials were sourced from other residents looking to help, and Nathaniel and his dad spent a few nights prepping them. Then, Nathaniel and fellow members of the Stratford Cadet Club spent more nights getting the ramps built. It was really great, de Weird said. It was good for the boys to be able to do the work. They really enjoyed not just doing something but doing something that's going to be able to give back to the community and to help people. The de Weirds didn't do it alone. Jamie Adams of Allen Building Center and Aikens Brewer Lumber donated the lumber used for the ramps, and Jeff and Susie Bickle, of Bickle's Flooring, donated the paint. The ramps came at the tail end of National Accessibility Week, a week to celebrate the contributions Canadians with disabilities have made. Cowart and Diane Sims, co-chair of the AAC, gave a presentation on the week at the last Stratford City Council meeting. They highlighted the importance of the week and what the AAC does for the city. We try to make this community better for everybody that lives here and owns businesses here, Cowart told council. Among other things, the ACC helped with having accessible picnic tables at Market Square and getting a new facility accessibility design manual adopted by the city. That manual establishes standards that apply to all newly constructed or renovated facilities owned, leased, and operated by the city. Cowart and Sims also highlighted the Accessibility for Ontarians with Disabilities Act, AODA. As part of the 2005 legislation, the AODA sets a deadline of 2025 for Ontario to be fully accessible for all Canadians. As Cowart and Sim said, the province and the city is still a long way from reaching that goal. We're nearing the accessible Ontario that was promised 20 years ago, 18 years ago, Cowart told council. We're leaving you with a simple question of, do you care? We represent all citizens and we're available. Let's build a world for everyone, everywhere.